Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. Oh, usually you do a little noise. Scott, how are you feeling after the movie?
Man, wow.
Wow.
Isn't this an incredible movie, man?
I'm feeling so nice right now.
I'm feeling so mellow.
Yeah, I'm feeling so fresh and so clean.
So fresh and so clean.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, damn, what if we were stuck in a TV show?
What would we do?
Are you my brother?
Who knows, I could not be your brother. I could be your auntie for all you know.
The thing is though, Scott.
Yeah, Ben.
I don't know, because you... Well, how would you have holidays?
This is true.
Or have your own time?
These are the questions that we have to ask.
That is the questions that we have to ask ourselves every single day.
Doesn't this
how
movie...
How do I have holidays?
How do we have holidays?
Doesn't this movie want...
Doesn't it just make you... I don't know. It just makes you feel a certain way.
Yeah, you start questioning everything in life. And...
There is no movie out there. Not one.
That's cool.
That makes you feel like this. Exactly.
I'd say that there's not another one called The Truman Show either.
Yeah, that's true.
Men. Show.
Wow. That was incredible.
I feel like I was in The Truman Show the other day.
Yeah, tell me your experience.
I've already told you this on a walk, but okay. I'm going to tell you again.
No, I do like a little recap.
Maybe you can give me a bloody fake reaction like the actors in The Truman Show.
All right. Oh, no, it won't be fake. What are you talking about?
Oh, bloody... All right. I won't mention the wink you just did to me.
What are you talking about? There wasn't a wink.
Wink.
Anyways, your experience.
I'm sitting at a food court. Like, there's this sick food court where they have all these Asian noodles. Sorry, I'll adjust the mic. Am I better now?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry,
you're good.
Sorry.
Just get your little lips in there.
I pulled away a little bit. I'm just a little bit hesitant.
You pulled out.
I did.
So you're sitting in the food court.
I'm eating my lamb and cumin noodles, flat egg noodles. Okay, there's red onion, capsicum, lovely slow cooked lamb with a bit of cumin.
Damn.
Some say cumin,
but we say cumin.
Maybe I should know.
Lamb and cumin.
Yeah, I said cumin.
It's like a Q, like a pull Q.
Maybe cumin. Lamb and cumin noodles, baby. Then
can you imagine if someone was coming on your noodles?
Yeah, me and my mates were just sitting down. We weren't even doing anything goofy at this point.
Yeah.
And then my mate goes, damn, look at that guy. And we turn around and there's this like 19-year-old guy taking a photo of us with the flash on. And then he goes to walk away. But the thing is, if you're a stalker, I mean, this is stalker 101.
Yeah.
You don't take a photo, number one, with a flash on in broad daylight. And number two, you don't stand up a meter away and then take the photo. Like, come on, guys.
Such an amateur, man.
I turned to him and said, if you're going to take a photo, at least take a good one.
and then you guys took a photo.
Yeah, we took multiple photos.
Oh,
it was a beautiful, wholesome moment.
I love that story, but it proves that we're in a simulation.
Or a TV show.
TV show.
And he was a fan, and that was unscripted.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meant to happen.
Maybe it's the Curly Show.
Maybe it is Curly Show. Maybe we're in it together, and the show's about us too.
And we don't know.
Fuck.
Doesn't that just, you know, after we've talked about this before. I forget what episode we talked on it about.
Six.
But it could have been. But we think that we're a main character. Like, you think you're the main character after seeing a movie like this.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know, you always feel inspired or sad, depending on what movie you've just seen, and this makes you feel like, man, are we being filmed 24/7?
I think, you know, it's a good movie when you start wanting to, like, adopt the character that you've just watched and start becoming the person you've just watched.
And want to travel to Fiji.
I do want to go to Fiji.
Yeah. Man, what a great travel destination that we've never been to.
True.
Man.
Show.
Oh.
Bloody hell. Oh. All right, you want to hit me with a point?
Dude, I love the product placement in this movie,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
How good was it?
What was my favorite was the beer one.
The beer one
when
was
awesome.
When
he's drinking the beer and he's like,
I love this beer.
Turns it to the camera,
yeah.
Smiles, love it.
The hot cocoa was a good one as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my shirt off. It's hot again.
Yeah.
I haven't done this for a few podcasts.
Come on, take your shirt off.
All right, feel in the air.
I liked the cocoa one, obviously. The knife, that was funny. When she grabbed the knife and was like, freaking out with Truman in the kitchen. I also really liked the subtle one with the barber's advertisement on the side of the truck when they were in the traffic jam.
Oh, yeah.
Thought that was really genius.
Like, almost every scene had a something in the background.
When he was pushed against the wall by those two old twin guys.
Yeah.
Man, there was so many product placement pieces in this movie to this world, and it was just done to perfection. It was so smart.
Those two twins were talking about a policy, right?
Mm.
Do you think if the show kept going on that they'd ever actually get to that point of the policy, or every morning they're just there to go, oh yeah, we'll look at it. We'll look at it next week, and they'll just keep pushing it back, and they'll never actually do it.
It's just to give some routine, because they can't write that much material.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I loved as well when you saw the news agent's face, like the guy who was selling him the magazines, the news agent guy, and when he didn't actually go to him for the first time, the guy's just like looking around going, bro,
what's happening?
What the fuck?
The routine's broken.
What are you doing, man?
But then what about when Truman starts like figuring it out and starts looking at people looking at him, and he's like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this movie does it so well. And it does it in a way that doesn't rush into it too much. It's just a nice little slow build-up.
It's
first
subtle.
With the light, which is a very obvious one.
Yeah.
But it's done so well with the excuse of the plane debris falling from the sky and stuff like that on the radio.
Yeah, it's ironic that it starts off with something so, like, on the nose, so obvious.
Yeah.
But then it's, at the end, some of the cues are, like, when he's grabbing... What's his wife's name?
I don't know. We'll just call it...
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
No.
Truman's wife.
Truman's wife. He's grabbing...
I remember the only other character that I really remember the name of is Cynthia.
I thought it was Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Maybe it was Cynthia.
I think it was Sylvia.
What was the other guy? Marvin, right?
Marlon? Marlon? Was that Truman's mate?
Here's us raving. Oh, man. Such a good movie.
Such a good movie, but
we only remember
the
main character, and that's because it's the title of the movie.
We're good with faces, not names.
Yeah.
Like, give us a break.
Director right? boy, Paul Giamatti.
Now, speaking of the director, what about his fit? That was such a typical director's outfit, eh? With the beret
and the
glasses.
I thought you meant like he had an anger fit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Did we watch the same movie?
No, not his fit like a seizure.
He starts just beating the shit out of Paul Giamatti. Man's just screaming.
He was very cross internally, the director, after he made that mistake. But
mistake?
Oh, you know, like, you know, not watching the camera enough when Truman escaped. But the creator, we'll call him the creator because he's more of a creator than a director, I'd say. He is a director, but he's like, this is my project.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's like, theoretically, he's the father of Truman, the adoptive father of Truman.
Yeah. It's
like, he's the corporation, not cooperation.
It's kind of weird, eh?
It is weird.
He is like... He controls all of what happens to Truman.
Everything.
Like, everything's so forcefully pushed as well.
If you live in it from day dot, you don't see it until you become mature.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this movie, because it's so realistic in that regard that, if you just grow up in your environment, you're a product of it.
Mm.
And Truman always has this... feeling of independence throughout the whole movie, and you can tell he's had this for his whole life, you know, being an only child, like his desire to go see the world on his own and explore.
Yeah, from a young kid. And then they said, oh no, don't worry,
no.
The whole world's been explored, let's kill this child's dreams.
let's put a dog in front of him and scare the shit out of him, or kill his dad.
Also, did you notice when they talked about
independence and stuff?
We'll get back to that. Hang
yeah, on. Yeah.
But you notice as well in the travel agency when she said, oh, there's not a flight to Fiji for a month. That was probably so that they could...
write some stuff for it.
And build a set for Fiji. Knock him out and then take him there.
Exactly, because we saw the Mount Rushmore photo, which was so obviously not Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
That was so funny. He's like, I didn't realize it was that small. Oh, you know, things are a lot bigger when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then they just quickly close the photo album and move on. But that was so on the nose when they were showing Truman all the baby photos, like trying to convince him to have a baby with his wife.
How could you live with yourself, though, as like... you know, pretending to be someone's adopted... pretending to be someone's mum.
Yeah.
Knowing that this kid's been adopted by a corporation.
She lives with her,
as you said.
Cooperation.
Yeah, I said it right. You said it wrong. And yeah, then I was I'm confusing fun of you. How you said it wrong.
Yeah.
No. I said it right, and then I said it wrong on purpose to make fun of you when you said it wrong before.
Oh.
So, independence. You want to keep going there?
Well, I was just stating the fact. You know, like
facts and figures. That's your name.
Facts and figures. That this is just his character, man. And it's it's just so well put through the whole movie. It's just fantastic. I love it. It just
Did you
it's just awesome.
Notice the Easter egg as well. So when he had his ID out, and his middle name was Independence. So it was Truman Independence Burbank. Yeah.
Jim Carrey
You sound like a rightful now, don't you?
You're just throwing me under the bus. You dirty, dirty dingo.
Oh, you're a doofus.
Oh, don't start with that again. Don't start with that. All right, Jim Carrey's performance, man. Oh, that was top tier. I honestly think this is his best movie.
Mm.
This is straight up his best movie.
I would... the best movie that we've seen. All right, let's come, clean. All of let's come clean. All right, Scott.
We haven't seen honest every with the people. Carrey movie.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be honest with the people, all right? Mm-hmm. And this could make people think, what, you haven't seen this movie? I'm sorry, we haven't. We should, we will, we'll watch it. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is meant to be, like, top shit as well.
What year did he do that?
And here's another embarrassing one that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Is there the one, was it 27 or whatever? The one where he's, like, obsessed with the numbers?
And shit? Yeah, 20. I think it's just called 27. Oh, the number 27 or something.
27 or 21.
I can Google it if you want.
Maybe give it a Google.
Yeah?
Yeah, put those little fingers to work, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it when you type those keys. Yeah, all right, Jim so he's Carrey, currently
27.
He's pressed enter.
It's just
27.
Jim Carrey 27. Wait, hang
Jim
on.
Carrey 27.
Jim Carrey 27. I know, and the whole thing revolves around the number 27.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah,
Oh, that's the name of it, isn't it?
I think it's just called 27.
Yeah, I didn't.
Anyways,
obviously it's not going to be called Jim Carrey 27.
Oh, it's not coming up.
Maybe it's 21.
Oh, it's 21.
Oh.
It's 23.
Oh, it is two. It's 23. It's 23.
Oh, it's 21. No, it's 23. It's
23. That's it.
Crime and mystery.
Oh, you're a crime and mystery, aren't you?
I am a bit of a crime and mystery. What? 8% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, well, there you go.
Holy shit. Well, we gotta get our little feet dipped in this...
In Jim Carrey's bumhole.
In these little Carrey crack.
Yeah, in his gooch hole.
Yeah, yeah.
But what Eternal Sunshine's meant to be like, top shit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is his best one. Who knows? We haven't seen him.
I'm gonna put my hand on my heart and say that this most probably will be his...
Scott, that's not your heart, that's your cock.
Oh.
Move it up. There we go. Yep. All
right, right there. I think this will be his best movie.
Mm, wow,
Hit
me with another point then, if you think that
it holds a special place in my heart, and I want to elaborate on Jim Carrey's performance because he's so incredible of being able to have the ability to carry this kind of manic sort of state, but also pull it back when he needs to.
Mm.
This movie lets him shine and use all of his acting ability from subtlety when he really needs to, and then the craziness
and then overt,
when it
yeah.
works for the story. It's not pushed in any way. He's just, you get what I mean.
Yeah, like, I do love seeing constant goofy Jim Carrey, but sometimes it can be like, all right, is this the whole movie? All right, this is, you know, Ace Ventura, awesome, but... It is like that same sort of guy the whole time, whereas this, it just feels very real.
There is so much dynamic.
Yeah, he's so different throughout the whole thing. I think where he's super crazy is the escape scene. That is awesome.
Yes.
The driving with the wife and she's freaking out.
And he's really unhinged there. He's like, man, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and she's freaking out.
Let's go to Atlantic City and all this shit. Yeah. Like, oh, that's great. Then they put the whole fire over.
That was great. And then the nuclear waste, the nuclear thingy accident sort of thing. And
that cop gave it away saying, what do you say?
Oh, thanks,
Truman.
Thanks, Truman, yeah. And he's like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck's this
guy?
We've
got to get out of here.
But
he was close.
Did they knock him out, or did they just drive him back?
They would have just driven him back. I don't think they would have knocked him out, because then he would have been extra sus.
Hmm, pussies.
Get some anesthetic on him.
Yeah, come on. I was about to say lube him up.
Lube him up. Lube get him all wet.
Drug him up.
Yeah.
The friend was a bit of a doofus.
He was a little bit of a doofus. He's like, Truman, just trust your heart, bro.
Can we make that the official insult of the podcast? Doofus?
Doofus. Yeah. Or you silly goose.
Maybe we can claim too.
We could claim it as much
greedy.
As we can.
It is greedy. But to be fair, talking about greedy, how big was the studio?
Oh, it took that was most of Hollywood. Yeah. Holy shit.
You can't make any other movies. It's just Truman Show.
Okay, so when this movie is set, technically in the present, right? 97 for this movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, our present.
Yeah.
97,
because we live in that time. They would have had to start the construction of this way, way back in the 80s. I'm talking early 80s, because this is crazy. Like, they would have had to construct an entire town, the dome, the studio, get all the money and funding for it in the first place.
A lot of buckets of water.
Oh my God, how much seawater do you have to fill up in there?
And probably seawater?
It was probably, it was definitely salty.
Fresh water. And then they got a solution mixed in with salt.
Bought a bunch of salt from the Himalayas and just like cracked a bunch in there. You know, just threw salt shakers in there.
That's a lot of salt.
That's, maybe it's too much salt. I don't know.
That's why I wanted to get out of there. Yeah. That's why I was afraid of the water. Too salty.
Too salty, man.
Anyway, keep going.
But yeah. Oh man, I've lost my train of thought.
Shit.
But it's just taken up so much of Hollywood, eh? Yeah, they would have had to have start building this massive structure way back when. Crazy, man.
Do you think that if this was built in real life,
yeah,
and it was approved and it's like, yeah, you can adopt a little boy who's just been born, do you think that it would have the same reception as it does in the show?
Not nowadays. No, there would be riots. There would be all sorts of stuff. This is a really warped reality where you have the agreeance of everyone on this same topic. I don't know if it would have been easier to do it back then, but maybe it would have been because I don't know. It was, man, it is everyone is very one-sided about this Truman thing, but there are points where you see characters who are against this.
Yeah.
Maybe this corporation fuck was so powerful that it was just able to do it and get away with it.
Yeah,
but
I
then manipulate the minds of, you know, the public into liking it. Because
the director had people who, those two guys who came in and said, keep him alive kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, we want to keep this thing
going. So those
guys
were probably investors or some shit.
Yeah.
I think it goes super, super deep. But they had like a whole station dedicated to it. And
Their own station. That is basically taking over primetime television.
Worldwide. It was big shit, man. So
you would have had to have the best marketing campaign to be able to convince people to actually get invested in this. I mean, it is an incredible idea when you think about it. That's probably why.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of moral implications that are super questionable. Like, you're filming a child from birth.
Yeah, that's the thing. Surely they've slipped at least a couple of times where
They did show evidence of that, remember?
Yeah, oh no, I mean that. Like, that was much appreciated. That's what I liked about this movie. Actually, I'll get back to my other point later.
Yeah.
What I really liked about this movie was that it showed enough that it made you, it answered like little questions that you'd have along the way. Like,
yeah.
What would happen if, surely not everyone would agree with this, what if someone came back, what if someone broke into the show?
And then
things would go wrong, wouldn't they? Mm. What happened in his part? Like, all those sort of things. It's like, oh, cool. But it didn't also over-explain and go through from
yay to zay.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean, though. It didn't
show his whole childhood.
It didn't give
like
too
that.
Much, but it left you to be able to question these things and wonder what certain points of his life would have been like.
Yeah, but it gave you enough to be like, oh, okay.
This is what it was like. Yeah.
But surely they slipped up at a couple of times with the sex and...
Yeah.
Obviously, if he wanted to touch his little Truman when he's a teenager and shit.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, you know, what if he just went out to the beach and he's just, you know, busting a wank on sand and then the cameras are just like, okay, just keep it a headshot. keep it a headshot. And then he's just nutting and then just like a little white boy that's like
a little white boy flies across
little,
the screen.
A little Truman flies across. A bit of little Truman essence flies across the camera.
I don't know. Because they the security guards did say,
he's like, oh, they've never shown anything before.
Yeah, he sounded disappointed. He wanted to see a bit of Truman.
He wanted some Truman action.
Like, fuck, I've never seen him in the shower naked. I've never seen him having sex with his wife that doesn't really love him, but's just acting.
Yeah.
I didn't like her at all.
You know what's incredible to think about is that it's part of her contract. It would have been to have a baby with Truman.
Like, yeah.
That's part of her contract.
That's your job, to have a baby with a man and lie to his face.
You for your whole life. How can you fucking live with yourself?
But also...
horrible.
She's... like, what is she going to do? She can never have a proper child on the outside, can she?
Well, remember at the start, she said... no, she can't. The Truman Show is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you choose to do this. She must have been getting big bucks.
She looked nuts. Yeah, but what can you spend it on?
Yeah, what can she spend it on? Maybe one day, I don't know, she's going to retire at 60... and then go, oh, they'll write her death into the show.
Yeah.
And then she'll go off and buy an island or something.
Yeah, that's true. They probably would do that.
But exactly, you can't actually spend anything in the moment. And what if an accident happens and you do die early and you've just spent your life on a TV show?
Yeah. But I don't want to make that sound like that's a plot point. That's to the film's credit, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely.
Showing how
yes.
nuts this whole thing is. Like,
This film is so good at making you ask questions before, during, and after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a ponderer, that's for sure.
It is a ponderer. We have been pondering heavily.
I think some people as well, that's what throws them off, I guess. They think it's a comedy and then they're like, oh, this is a ponderer, but it's PG, but it's pondering. And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of fits in that pondering category.
It goes to show that you don't have to have an MA movie for it to be some sort of psychological mind craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like crazy blood and gore to shock you into something, or like, you know, fear of something dastardly happening, when you can just subtly hint it.
What were we just talking about? Because I thought I had a point coming. I felt a seed growing. I was like, this is going to be gold. This is what's going to get us on the charts.
Oh,
and then
God damn it.
It kind of...
we've lost our money maker.
No. It's right there. What were we just talking about?
We were talking about the Truman.
Holy shit.
Sorry?
Yeah, go.
I'm pointing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like that?
Not really.
Okay, I'll put it away.
Yeah, put it away, big boy.
We were talking about the moral implications of this show. Is the idea there? Like, if you come up with it and you need to speak it, just interrupt
just
me
it,
and just put it out.
It was
on
there.
The table.
It was right. You know when you have a thought and it's right there.
We were talking about Truman's wife.
And she said something, and I was like, God, that's Jesus. God, oh, woman.
What about what a woman?
All right, hang on. Fuck it. Oh, let's move on.
Okay.
What do you think would have happened when he left?
I have a couple of questions, and that is one of my questions.
All right, answer me. Question me.
Question, yeah. So, do you reckon he would have found Cynthia? I believe so. I reckon they would have ended
up
together.
I reckon it's out there.
Cynthia or Sylvia, one of the two. I can't remember because we don't remember names.
I don't want to say who I will be voting for the election. I'm actually under 18, but I'm going to move on from that. And maybe I'm going to move on to a different question. Next question, please.
Well,
I reckon he did find her because she was obviously going out to find him.
Yes.
And she knows where he was.
And would they have gone to Fiji together?
It's a big fucking dome.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows where it is. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have.
They would have gone to Fiji and had lots of babies and danced with Fijians and gone on the sand and drink cocktails.
Here's my counter question.
Oh.
Let me throw this to you, all right?
I'm ready.
Let's get political.
Oh, fuck me.
Because the director wanted him to stay even when Truman found out. Which means that he wanted to keep the show going.
Yeah.
Obviously. Doesn't take a brainiac to figure that one out. So, he's obviously got seckies all around the place.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, security guards. All right. Yeah. Buddy, I'll keep up with the Aussie lingo, mate.
Yeah, get with it.
He's got seckies all around the joint. Do you reckon that he, under like a contract, could take Truman before he could escape and throw him in the show and keep him there?
Oh, what? What have you just done to my brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably could. No, he couldn't.
But do you reckon he would?
Oh my God, Ben, I think I've just, okay. I have calmed.
Clean it up and talk.
You know how he works in like the life insurance and the death thing and all that? Like, what if one of his bosses or something slipped him a thing of paper one day, like a contract, and he signed it secretly? So he actually can't leave. Like, he signed his life away or something.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That could be a possibility.
That could be a possibility.
How do you know? You wouldn't know. And then he leaves. Because this is what I reckon would happen. Then, if he ever got taken back in as a prisoner, then more people would start being against the show. Then there'd be riots. And then it'd be like a whole thing. And then the whole show would collapse. And then the director would be like, damn, my art's been destroyed.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he'd go live in the woods naked for like the rest of his life or something in solitude.
Yeah.
And then Truman would finally escape, but 2 years later.
That sounds like quite a lifestyle,
though. That's the sequel, bro.
You know what? Yes, that is the sequel. But because of all the questions that it leaves you with, you almost don't want a sequel at all.
Oh, no one wants a sequel.
Like, absolutely not.
Don't give it a sequel.
That's what makes this movie perfect.
But
well, near perfect, I say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very, very, very high quality.
Why? What's your little stain on the lovely tablecloth here?
Okay, so the return of Truman's father. When this is my only criticism of this movie. I was trying to think of one, but this is the only one. So when Truman meets his father again, it seems that his father is very emotional. Like, it's only for a very brief moment, takes off his hat, and he's like reaching to go touch his son's face. Well, son, quotation marks, adopted. But yeah, that seemed like he wanted to restart an emotional connection with him. But let me just read what I wrote here. The way that he acted later and how the director said that he was very angry that he lost his role as the father.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I don't know. I just kind of think it was weird when they brought him back into the movie. Like, after they took him out and then he was written back in.
Because I feel like
I liked that because I thought, I was kind of confused, like, was he there for an emotional standpoint or was it just there for his role?
He was there for his role. That, like, I think...
Obviously, but I don't know. I just think the bus scene when he was looking at him, it kind of confused
because
me.
Because when he got written out of the show, the whole reason he got written out of the show was so that Truman would have the fear of the water,
right? That's right, so he didn't
want to escape. But he was pissed off about that. He's like, I want to keep getting money and being in this show.
Yeah.
And I reckon since then he's gone into anger and he's been like, fuck, this is so annoying. And he's come up with a way to sneak onto the show to see Truman and cause havoc. That was his plan, to cause havoc. And then he's made an ultimatum saying, all right, write me back into the show then and I'll play along so I can get back into my stuff. And then they're like, oh, that's okay. True.
I don't know. So.
But the reason you're thinking that is because Truman hit an emotional spot. It was like, shit, that's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was locked into Truman's heart there.
That was like the dad being like, nah, man, this is how else would he get recognized? He just looks like an old homeless dude and he can just blend in.
Yeah.
So if he's on the other side and never actually interacts with Truman, so when he does do that interaction with Truman after like 20 years, they're like, shit, that was your father?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cracked the code. I think you've cracked the seed of my feeling there. That's for sure. Yeah. I don't know. That kind of confused me, but I think you've enlightened my brain just now.
No, I've given you a ponder.
I thank you for that. All right, I have a really good point about the aesthetic of the town if we want to get into some
movie-making
specifics. Very nice 50s combined with the 90s setting.
Yeah.
It was, the pastel colours and, you know, you had still, like, modern technology and stuff and modern cars, but, you know, all the costumes, you know, how they said you can buy all the costumes off the set.
Yeah.
And, you know, household appliances and the architecture, everything was like really 1950s. American dream sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was cool.
Very cool.
It was cool. I loved the travel office or whatever.
Yeah, with the posters and stuff.
And it just had all like, this could happen to you with a lightning strike through the plane.
Yeah.
Or the terrorist stuff and all that. It was like, yeah.
It was perfect.
All the little things, like even the license plate, it said something like the perfect town to live or something like that.
Yeah.
It was all little propaganda, the show he watched, which was saying, why leave when you're in a...
His friend, when they're drinking beer, his doofus friend.
Yeah, what a doofus.
What a doofus. When they're looking at the sunset and he's like, man, it's perfect, Truman.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to leave?
Yeah, what a dick, man.
What a scoundrel. He's been in there since he was
seven. Well, that's most of his life.
Oh, tuberculosis. He got tuberculosis. No, pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Yeah, that was probably when he goes on holiday with his actual family.
Or maybe they switched him out for another actor.
What, you reckon?
Who knows?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like,
you'd recognise that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that's...
People change physically, but...
Not after a month.
Oh, true, yeah. True.
Man. Finish it.
Oh, show!
All right, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I think we peaked there a bit, didn't you?
I think we took it over the limit.
I think you took it over the limit.
Yeah, I'm just throwing mad scallywags out there for
you. He was in there for 10,000 days. That's like 10,000 reasons.
Why?
10,000 reasons.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Do you think Truman was a religious man?
No.
No.
I don't reckon. I reckon he was an atheist.
And I think he was very cynical of the world, and he wanted to find the human meaning by making his own destiny.
Yeah, I think there was in his season 22 of The Truman Show, he was a Satanist. That's why they...
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I just really don't like how his wife was there. I love that, how they made his wife, like, forcefully meet him when it was like there was a clear connection between him and that Sylvia, and I was like, damn, man.
Just ruining some chemistry right there.
Ruining some heartfelt moments.
You already don't like her as a character.
Yeah, yeah. That's very good. I like that a lot.
All right, do you have anything to, you know, squeeze my little lips with?
Well, all I'll say is this is my final point.
Okay, yeah.
I think the ending was just perfect.
Mm.
The line, in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Oh.
It gave me chills at the end.
Yeah.
The first two times, I think it's only said like three times.
You're correct.
It's like, oh yeah, this is cool. And then when he says it at the end, it's like, oh, that is how you end a movie. That
sound effect.
That influences my score heavily.
Yeah.
That end... heavily.
Oh man, it's just weighing down on your chest.
Alright.
I have one last thing, and it is an appreciation for the movie. I just loved how it was just set up like a piece of theatre. You know? Mm. Obviously human error was the reason for the faults of the show coming apart. And that's beautiful because that is a part of theatre. That's what happens, you know, on like opening night, things go wrong and then you knit it up. But if you do something for too long and it gets mundane, then things can start to get go apart when you're relaxed too much. And that's what happened.
Yes.
And that's why I love it so much, because the theatre aspect is such an interesting part to it. You know, with the costume changes and the lift and all sorts of things, the way they act like really over the top sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's like being on a stage.
It is.
But there's also the subtle acting as well, and that's what the beauty of this show in this movie is.
Oh,
super cool, man.
So hot. We are going to introduce a new segment.
I'm looking forward to this.
So I said to Scott, I want to interact with the people a little bit more.
Yeah.
I want to just hear what their opinions are on each movie that we see as well.
Yeah.
What better place to do that than the online website, I think it's an app as well,
yeah.
Letterboxd, where people can go in and they just write their own reviews. I think maybe this week we'll stick to me reading because I've already figured them all out. But
yeah.
Next week maybe we'll do I do trivia and you do the reviews, or I do the reviews and you do trivia, because I feel like I'm taking up a lot of air here. And I don't even
Nah, man.
We'll see how it goes.
I love it when you give me stuff to bounce off, because it just makes my nipples hard.
All right, maybe I'll be the content guy, and you can just throw off. All right,
I've only got
it's only going to be 3 reviews per episode.
I love it,
and just a mix of them. Yeah. So I've got here 5 stars, WandaVision. I guess so.
WandaVision. Actually, I see that with the, you know, the aesthetic
TV show,
sort of thing,
I
the
guess
50s
so.
Idea.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. 3 stars. This happened to my buddy Eric.
Oh, man. What an overdone meme.
I feel bad for your friend Eric, I guess.
I see that meme everywhere, man.
What? This happened to
my buddy Eric once.
Oh,
it's just it's on every music meme ever.
Eric, man, he's lived.
It's in
Eric
the Giz shitposting Facebook page a lot. I see that comment all the time there.
What, this happened to my buddy
Eric once. Yeah, oh, obviously, because the drummer's Eric. Yeah. I don't think it started there, though.
Yeah, well, that is the Eric.
That's so funny.
That's Eric from Giz.
Yeah, the multi-millionaire.
All right, and then this is my favorite review. When I was 11, I watched this and thought I was in a TV show, so I was afraid to shit, and I thought people were watching me, so I got constipated. 1 star.
Oh, that's amazing. Doesn't it remind you of that regular show episode when the... and then
Peeps,
and then the camera comes out of the toilet really, really long.
Yeah, imagine that, you sit down and the camera comes up.
Oh my god, people, please go watch that episode. The Peeps episode of Regular Show. Amazing.
All right, trivia time.
Oh, hit me with it.
Ed Harris, which was the director, and Jim Carrey, not the director of the movie, director in the movie.
Hang
on. That's what I had. I had one more point. I'm so sorry to do this and pull back. It was really good. Like, this is like top shit. This is... make a cut. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay.
And we're back. Thank you, Scott, for the cut.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just didn't want to have like a bunch of dead air because I was padding. So, we are watching actors pretend to be people watching actors playing townsfolk around Truman, who was an actor. Jim Carrey.
Oh, man. Oh,
so
man.
So, we, the audience, are watching actors who are the people in the bar pretending to be people watching actors who are the people around Truman being actors around Jim Carrey, who is an actor.
Wow. That's...
next level, am I right?
That's a mind explosion.
Yeah.
That's a mind dussy.
That is a mind dussy. Ed Harris, who's the director of...
the chasm that just keeps on giving.
Oh, shit. My buddy Eric actually did that. Ed Harris, who's the director in the movie.
Yes.
And Jim Carrey, who's Truman.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You've heard of him?
Yeah.
Well, they never met during filming.
Wow. Yeah, they've never had a scene together.
They've never met.
In the movie. They've never had a scene together, ever.
So that makes them feel like less connected, I guess.
I like that a lot.
That's pretty hot. Oh, cool. Oh, excuse me. The original script had Truman Burbank living in New York City, but he wanted to change it to a town. Peter Weir, the director.
Yeah.
Make it more sci-fi. No, less sci-fi.
Yep. I agree with that. That's a cool idea.
It's a better choice.
Less Gotham City, more Edward Scissorhands.
I don't know if it's less sci-fi.
Less sci-fi.
A town, there's usually sci-fi shit that happens in a town. But yeah. I think it was the right choice.
Yeah. Because it is like...
absolutely.
You can't really pinhole it as a genre, this movie. Like, there's drama, there's a bit of romance.
I'd say it's drama.
There's comedy.
I'd say it's drama.
You'd say drama?
I'd say drama.
But there's the sci-fi element to it, which is heavily in the theme as well. But it's not like the main point of it, isn't it?
Mm.
It's cool. It's really done well.
And this is just a weird one to end on. According to a 2008 New York Times article, psychologists in Britain and the US reported a number of people experiencing Truman Syndrome, or the Truman Show delusion, the belief that they are unwitting star of their own reality TV show.
There we go.
People
there
took
it is.
This to the next level.
Oh, of course. You know, you get a piece of media and people are inspired by it, but sometimes not in the best way. You know, art inspires art. They're just artists.
They are artists.
Beautiful. All right, I think it's time that
you,
we... score this shit.
How about, excuse me. We have some backing. Oh, I don't know. That would get copyright. You do your thing first.
I wish we had some, like, backing music that we could put underneath this.
You can find some, can't you? You know, nah, that's a lot of effort.
I think I might just do something.
All right, because I've got a big score.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
9 out of 10 nugs for me.
You ready?
Yeah.
First of the show. 10.
Oh, yeah.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.